Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Cohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to the highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. Finding a work-life balance is good for both your physical and mental health. But many times, heavy job responsibilities steal that balance away. When that happens, both our work and home life can suffer unwanted consequences. But how can you achieve that balance and still excel at your job? Use these strategies today to create the work-life balance you seek. Avoid checking your work emails outside the office. While in the office, you'll probably check your work emails often to ensure that any meetings and deadlines are met. However, checking them when you're off work allows your work life to encroach on your home life. Set boundaries with yourself and your work colleagues regarding emails so that you can take care of your work communication only while at work. Learn to say no. You may love your job, but it usually is unnecessary to be available to your boss 24/7. We all need a break occasionally, and there's nothing wrong with saying no once in a while, especially outside your allotted work hours. Work smarter, not harder. Instead of working all hours of the day with very little rest, work smarter. You'll actually get more done in a shorter period of time. Prioritize important tasks and do these tasks first each day. This way, the most important things always get done. Avoid unproductive activities such as unstructured meetings or constantly checking your social media accounts. Leave work at work. This may be hard and may not always be possible, but when you clock off from the day, make a mental note that work has finished. Perhaps take a moment to acknowledge that work has finished by stopping and taking a breath before you commute home. The reason for this is to ensure that you are not bringing your work life and any stresses associated into your home life. You don't need to be perfect. Have you ever been on your way out of the office only to turn back around because you thought of a way to make a report or task perfect? Sometimes it pays to remind yourself that you and your work are good enough. Focus on things outside of work. For some of us, our work is our life. But what happens if one day we lose our job? Where does this leave us? It may be a sorry thought, but it's important to have a life outside of work. Develop some hobbies that interest you.
Spending time doing something that you love reduces stress and energizes you while relaxing you and uplifting your mood and some happy time in your life. Add some happy time in your life. Make your own rules. There has been a shift in work attitudes, especially among young workers. Most people, even bosses, are recognizing the value of work-life balance. Come up with your own ideas that will help you separate your work from your home life and run them by your boss. They might just agree. Finding a balance between work and your home life can be difficult, but is well worth your time.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.